When the first Israeli strikes hit, six-year-old Asil was terrified. For 5 days he's been at home and, like his brothers, won't leave his mother's side. I asked him why. Every time there's a strike, he thinks I'm dead if I'm not next to him, his mother told me. When it happened, where were you and where were your kids?
My kids was in school. It's beside a police center. And I was very close to another police center. Yeah. And they pumped it to this police center in the same time, yeah.
Yeah. So what went through your mind?
Oh, what's happened to my kids? I start thinking of my kids.
The family have removed all the glass panes from the windows so they don't shatter and injure them when the next strike hits. Last time, it was close. Asil showed me the drawings he's made in the last few days. He drew a rocket.
And he wrote peace, salam.
Salam.
Mm-hmm. And here.
Gaza is silent. Shops, offices and schools are all closed. People are too afraid to go out. The signs of Israel's war on almost every corner. But people have to eat.
This is just one of the bakeries that happened to be open in Gaza City. We're going to go inside and speak to the people. You can see the crowds of people here, the line going right across to the end of the street here. People just venturing out for a few hours just to get their hands on whatever they can.
Maysoon came out to get food and medicine for her parents.
I'm really scared. On my way here, I could hear the Israeli planes firing and rockets being launched too. But what can I do? You only die once, and either we die getting bread or because of the missiles.
And soon it won't be the missiles that stop people from coming here.
I have 4 days' worth of diesel left. And after that, as nothing is coming from Israel, and they have bombed the tunnels from Egypt, which brought our main supply, we'll have to close the bakery.
What would you like people outside in the world to understand about what you're going through?
What we feel. They have to understand what we feel.
And what do you feel?
Unsaved. I'm going to die any minute. Any minute. And leave my kids alone. You know, they feel this too. They feel mama will go to die. Mom, we want to die with you. We want to die with you. Not don't die. We want to die with you. They not to have... What did we do? Nothing.
Shireen Tadros, Al Jazeera, Gaza.